It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here. We're already warmed up. We've been on since 8 o'clock this morning. We've got another 2 hours of Money Matters here on WSB Radio. So good morning. Thanks for tuning in. As it's a rainy day, off and on, thunderstorms throughout the day. We'll give way to some cloudy skies this afternoon. High around 80. Little bit of wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Again, scattered showers throughout the day. So good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Let's get back to this. The capital markets, the financial markets, can place, they place odds because people want to bet on politics. And you can do this through a bunch of different websites and a bunch of different platforms. And it gives us the group consensus or the collective thought of what people of what's going to happen, the what people really believe and where they're putting, they're actually putting money on these beliefs. Of course, this week, Washington woke up to, or at least Wall Street woke up to the drama that we've seen in Washington. So Dow down 372 points on Wednesday. The S&P dropped almost 2%. All of this surrounding the Trump alleged conversation with Comey, James Comey. The allegations are that Trump tried to get the former FBI director to drop a probe into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And that brought up the I word, which isn't really, that's impeachment. And the betting odds for impeachment soared on Wednesday, up to almost 33% as far as these betting websites are concerned. That's our best indication of what people really think is going to happen. And of course, markets went in the opposite direction. That's how we had a close to 400-point drop in the Dow on Wednesday. The media is excited about this, of course, particularly there's fantasy around this. And you're hearing the obstruction of justice, you're hearing impeachment, you're hearing the talk of the 25th Amendment. All of that swirl could lead to the removal of Trump. And it's remarkable that we're talking about the 25th Amendment. I had to do some research on this. And let's discuss what this really potentially could mean and what the 25th Amendment is. And you've probably read about this throughout the week. Here's a little bit of color on it. And I'm not a constitutional lawyer. But the amendment was put into place in 1967, and it essentially gives the guidelines on moving power from the president to the vice president. So it's really kind of, it discusses the official change and chain of command. Section 4 of that amendment, and there's multiple pieces of it, but Section 4 is what you're going to be reading about in the news. Section 4 talks about, and it, by the way, it's never been used. Or never been invoked. Section 4 has not. But it talks about deeming the president unable to perform the powers and the duties of the office, mainly through some sort of incapacitation is what it's set up for. So if the president has a stroke or heart attack or hospitalization or gets Alzheimer's or dementia, something that would make it so that the president can't physically or mentally perform the duties of the office. Ross Douthat, I can't pronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce his name. A New York Times writer this week talked about, in a New York Times piece, talked about how he thought, and this is obviously very, very left-leaning, how childish Trump is and how unfit mentally he already is to be president. And so that the 25th Amendment, Section 4 should apply or would apply, in this case, responding to presidential disabilities. So again, the media is just having like, this is a fantasy for them. This is a fantasy for the media to talk about. So the vice president, and here's what would happen. The vice president would start the ball rolling. And if the majority of the cabinet members agreed to do this, the VP or the vice president would rise to the presidency. And if the president contested that, then it would still happen or could still happen, but it would require a 2/3 vote by Congress, which would then confirm the cabinet's judgment. So the 25th Amendment could say that, this is all hypothetical, the vice president could say, look, the president's unfit mentally to carry out his duties. He would start the ball rolling to remove him, and the majority of his cabinet members would have to agree. Then the Veep would rise to be the president. If the president contested this, then a 2/3 vote by Congress could effectively remove the president. And then it continues on, and there's other parameters here where the president could come back and continue to contest it. It would just be ridiculous. It'd be a ridiculous mess if this happened. So to suggest it, really, it's the media. They're out for ratings and viewership and reading, and so of course they're going to bring up things that are outlandish. But if you think about that, if you think about something getting enacted like that, it sounds very third worldish. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you see in third world type countries, not here in the United States. It's very sensational. It's very desperate. And it sounds like it, quite frankly, it sounds like great Hollywood is what it is. You'll see this on a episode of Veep or House of Cards coming to an HBO or Netflix screen near you. I mean, this is going to get written in, no question about it, because writers in Hollywood haven't even thought about the 25th Amendment. Now that it's been brought up in the media, you're going to see this in an episode of House of Cards. And you're going to see it in, you're going to definitely see it in Veep, which is the Julia Louis-Dreyfus show on HBO. That's a hilarious show about politics. So it is very unserious, where House of Cards is very dramatic and very, very serious. Both fantastic content. And yes, you're going to start hearing more about the odds for these betting sites. And there here are three of them. Paddy Power, which is a UK site. Ladbrokes. And then Predicted. Those are three very popular, heavily trafficked websites that allow individuals all over the world to bet on outcomes of many different things, but in this case here, political outcomes. Right now, the options market, this is an options pool, because you don't have there's no stock that tracks Trump's likelihood of impeachment or non-impeachment. These are options on an outcome. So these are trading, you're trading options, just like you trade options on a stock, but this is something completely separate here. These are political binary outcomes, meaning it's yes or no by a date. So by the end of December of this year, does Trump get impeached? Yes or no? That's what people are betting on. Or over the course of the next 4 years, or does he finish over the course of the full presidency or the next term? Right now, the options market's placing about a 25% chance on impeachment. And again, this is real money being placed on these outcomes. The chance of Trump finishing all 4 years, that's one item you can bet on. The Karen Handel, John Ossoff race here, the 6th district. It's funny to see a UK betting site. This is the second or third on most trending bets. I mean, that's how a big of a deal this 6th district debate is, by the way. It's a national spotlight, a global spotlight, quite frankly. It's one of the most highly bet upon president or political outcomes or political bets right now on the globe. The UK betting site now has odds that Trump doesn't finish his first term at 4-6. And if you do the percentage on 4-6, that's saying that that's a betting chance that's placing about a 60% chance that he doesn't finish his first term, which is pretty incredible betting odds on this. But I also think this is my commentary on all this. So these are just facts that I just talked about. These are betting facts. These are numbers that are effectively measuring the sentiment of what people feel in the United States and around the world. And they're placing real hard dollars on it. And then my commentary on this, and where I weigh in on this, is this is such an amazing example of how anything can be just so clouded by emotion. Just like any overvalued stock trade, it's the same thing on stocks. Our monetary bets can be very clouded by how we feel as opposed to the reality of the situation. And when there's any base that's so emotional about anything, whether it's a company or a stock or a sports team, doesn't matter. In this case, it's politics. Emotions really just, they completely replace rational thinking. And this is probably one of the most clear cases I've ever seen for this. My liberalometer, I don't know if I actually have one of these in the studio. And again, Money Matters is not a political show. I don't really, I try to stay very down the center here. And I guess I should probably have a right wingometer too. But in this case, the liberalometer that comes courtesy of my wife's Michigan family, very liberal family up in Michigan in Ann Arbor. Very liberal town. This week, her brother sent me a series of text messages. And I know that when he's excited about the demise of the Republican Party, then he's a great barometer for left-leaning politics. And this really was classic and pretty hilarious. One of the texts is this Trump Air Force One. And you know what? I need to pull this up. I was writing about this today. And let's see if I can pull this up. Yes, here we go. So it's a cartoon that effectively has Trump's Air Force One crashing to the ground. We're losing altitude. Don't panic. I'm the Donald, and we're still winning. This is all the bubble commentary coming out of a plane that's going down. And then it's this crazy picture of the White House. It looks like it's out of an apocalyptic movie. It's on fire. Trump's in front. It's just this disaster scenario here. And then the next text here is, and again, this is on the liberalometer from my brother-in-law, is that it's anointing Nancy Pelosi as the next president, all with this giddiness of a child, so excited about the demise. And this, and I'll just tell him now, he's probably not listening, but that's not how the real world's going to play out. And it's not going to play out here either. And the odds and these betting sites are very clouded by emotion. The market for politics, if you were to put money on this, I think it's just it's a big booby trap, because you're playing on all these emotions that this is going to happen. And it's in all of these impeachment talks and this removal of President Trump leaving. I think it's just so far-fetched. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think it's so far-fetched. We're going to talk about what I think will happen as opposed to not happen when Money Matters returns. Stay tuned. News, weather, traffic, straight ahead right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
So what will happen in Washington if all of this impeachment is far-fetched and obstruction of justice and Trump not finishing? If that's all far-fetched, which in my book, I think it is. I think it really is sensationalized. And I know that from my sources in Washington, yes, the whole Trump team feels pretty demoralized. It's not an easy time for them. And there's real teeth to this story. It's a very real story. But ultimately, I don't think there's anything malicious in here. And there's nothing treasonous at all. And that's why I think it gets effectively or eventually works itself out, and you can get back to what the real job is in Washington, and that's policy. And that's what we're going to see over the next several months here from the administration, the next several weeks and months. I think we're going to get hit by a policy tsunami by the administration. And it's their only real saving grace. I mean, if you're up there, you've got to start saying policy. Here's what we're going to do. Let's replace the narrative of all the troubles with here's what we're up here to do. And that's what we're going to start seeing. The White House needs a win, for God's sakes. Everybody knows that they need a win. They know it. Wall Street knows it. The whole world knows it. And what's an easy win? It's this infrastructure play. And we're going to see. And that's why we're going to see. In fact, the Transportation Secretary was talking about it this week. Department of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao was talking about it this past week to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce about what some of the plans are going to start happening here. This $1 trillion worth of infrastructure that's teed up. We're going to talk more about this. Washington, Amazon, you name it. With more when Money Matters returns in the bottom of the half hour. Stay tuned right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. 36 minutes past the hour, 67 degrees, kind of a cloudy, overcast, a little bit of rain. Actually, a lot of rain outside the studio right now here in Midtown. Midtown Atlanta. What is going to happen, though, in Washington? We've talked about all these different predictive websites that are helping us understand the collective thought on political outcomes. Whether they're right or wrong, it's what we're seeing here. Real money is bet and placed on these outcomes. So you can see where people are putting their money where their mouth is. So the thought right now, at least on several betting websites, and this is Paddy Power, Ladbrokes, Predict It. These are all places you can effectively buy options on outcomes. Anywhere from the Ossoff, Karen Handel, Georgia 6th District race. That's one of the hot trending bets. And right now, the UK betting site, this is from, I believe, Paddy Power, the odds are around that Trump doesn't finish his first term. They put the odds at 4 in 6. That's saying that betting is placing about a 60% chance that he does not finish the term, which is a pretty incredible number if you really think about it. But I think that's clouded by an awful lot of emotion, just like any other overvalued stock trade or any. If you're betting on a sports team, you're betting more with emotion than you are with rationality. So I don't think these are going to happen, even though these are big odds that will happen. I still truly believe Trump finishes his four years. I truly believe that, because I think you've got a lot of sensationalism and people's just sheer emotion. And we know this. We know half the country really supports Trump, and you've got the other half that can't stand the guy. So there's clearly this tug of war, and with more emotion, I believe, than any other president in our history has created. And that's why I think these betting odds are skewed. Anytime you get emotion into betting, it's going to be very skewed. What will happen, though? And let's get to what I believe that from a policy standpoint will probably happen. You're going to see the White House try to push out some sort of win, some sort of policy win, and they need to flood the marketplace with what they're trying to do, as opposed to all the controversy surrounding Comey and Michael Flynn and obstruction of justice and the Russia probe. All of these things have to be replaced by something that is in a positive direction. And the only way to do that is to start talking about, hey, well, here's what we're trying to do. Here's the policy that we're trying to do as a White House. And the first part of that, I believe, and this is foreshadowed recently by the Department of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who spoke about infrastructure spending to the Chamber of Commerce just a few days ago. And what this likely means is that we're going to see this $1 trillion infrastructure plan come out over the next couple of weeks, if not certainly in the next month or so, if not in the next few weeks. And the package here is a $200 billion federal package coupled with $800 billion of public-private investment, so that the government is now incentivizing or giving incentives for the private market to come and participate in infrastructure. So you're going to get 200 plus 800, that equals $1 trillion worth of infrastructure spending. That's coming. And I think it's a big, easy win for the administration. It's a way to start talking about a narrative that is in a positive direction for them. The next thought here, and again, this is getting completely overshadowed, but underneath all of the swirl that you see on the surface and the headlines are talking about, there's a lot going on with tax reform right now. So tax reform talks are very much accelerating. All my sources in DC tell me that tax talks are actually accelerating. And that's because the GOP, again, GOP-controlled Congress, is faced with a bunch of midterm election losses. As Trump's popularity falls, we know historically, and this has happened with most presidents, where you see a changing of the guard from party, you see a bunch of midterm election losses. And the lower the popularity or the higher the disapproval rate, the more seats you lose. So you have some sort of finite window for a lot of Congress. So while they're still there, they want to get something done. And they've got to get something done fairly soon. So very likely we're still going to see some sort of tax, if not tax reform, at least tax cuts. Repatriation. That's again low-hanging fruit. That's going to get done too. Remember, there's $2.5 trillion overseas. Everybody wants it to come back to America. If even some of that comes back, we're going to add about $150 billion in new taxes to U.S. coffers over the next 10 years. Repatriation can add about $3 a share to earnings. And if we're going to earn $135 right now for the S&P 500, $3 is a pretty big number. It's about 2.5% as a boost. If you see a modest corporate tax cut, let's say the effective rate drops by only 5%. Remember, it's 35% now top rate. Trump wants it to come all the way down to 15. The Ryan plan says 20. Even if you get the overall effective rate down by 5%, which is different than the high rate, it's the rate that after deductions companies actually pay. If you get the corporate tax rate cut by a full 5%, that's an $8.5 boost to earnings. That's a 5-6% boost in earnings. That's the kind of thing that really moves markets. Energy infrastructure. We've already seen the Keystone XL get effectively back on track with an executive order. The Atlantic Sunrise pipeline, the Dakota Access pipeline, they've been pushed through with executive order. There's a lot more where that came from. There's the Constitution Pipeline in Pennsylvania and New York. That's close to a $1 billion project. There's the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. That's a $5 billion project that could get back online, West Virginia and Virginia and North Carolina. The Penn East Pipeline. It's another $1.2 billion pipeline, Pennsylvania and New Jersey. These are all things that can come back in the administration. These are wins that we could see happen fairly soon. So that's where policy is headed. That's where Washington is headed. They can't sit here, and this is not I'm not speaking in any sort of partisan way whatsoever, but whether you're Democratic or Republican controlled White House, you can't sit here and let the media control the narrative, and that's what's happened right now. They have no control over what's happening in the sentiment of the public. You have no control over headlines. There's too much media that has too much of an axe to grind, and not enough policy, and not enough happening in a direction that they can point to. So they've got to change the narrative, and you would think at some point that happens. And the first step in that is infrastructure. And that's why I think in the next week or two or three, you'll see some sort of announcement with that. That's maybe an early, easy win for them. And then they can start talking about, hey, here's what we are doing, as opposed to just playing defense, defense, defense. They need to go on offense. And I really think that's going to happen. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. We've been on already since 8 o'clock. We've got a couple hours to go until 11. Stay tuned, by the way, today, 1 to 3, Monica Matthews. I mean, if there was an award for best up-and-coming radio personality, it would go to Monica Matthews. She's pretty new still here on, she's new here on WSB. She's going to be live today from 1 to 3 here on WSB Radio. Next weekend, she'll be back, by the way, at 8 a.m. next Sunday. But for today, she'll be on from 1 to 3. She talks about faith and politics in a very new way. And it might take a little bit for you to get used to, but that's the sign of wonderful new radio. It's like a brand new song you've never heard before. It has a brand new sound. It might take a day or a play or two to get used to, but then you start to realize, wow, this is new and this is awesome. And that's what Monica Matthews is to radio right now. And she'll be on live from 1 to 3. I love her sign-off, which is, remember, if you're an American, act like it. What a great sign-off. I've never come up with something that good. So tune in to Monica Matthews today from 1 until 3 p.m. We're live here this Sunday morning. So the fun part about Money Matters, and I know we talk about politics and policy and the betting odds of Trump impeached or not impeached, lasting 4 years or not, We're live here on a Sunday morning to answer your calls and your questions and how that relates back to you as a family and your own finances and trying to get to retirement sooner than you might think. And that's the fun part of Money Matters. So whether you're listening here in the state of Georgia or Atlanta or north of the city, or you're in Snellville or Canton or Ackworth, we are here live in Midtown Atlanta to take your call. Whether you're in Texas or Michigan or Washington State, give us a call here in the studio. For our Georgia callers, 404-872-0750 is the number in the studio. Questions about your 401k, your TSP plan, or your 403b, or college savings, or what to do, how to take care of mom and dad, or you are a mom and dad, and you're taking care of your kids, and it's about education. These are all the questions that we have collectively as a family, and we're all trying to get to the same spot. We want to get to a place where we have the ability, maybe we don't want to stop working, but we want the ability to stop. And that goes back to this theme here of income investing. How do we generate income from our investments? And how do we get to a point where you can retire sooner than you might think? And that's the theme here on Money Matters. The number in the studio, phone lines open, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. If you're headed to church, or maybe church is complete for the morning, and you're headed back home in this rainy Sunday morning, or you're just hanging out of the house or on a longer drive, give us a call here in the studio. Again, 404-872-0750, the number in the studio to answer your questions. A lot of times it's just a tiebreaker question. Hey, honey, what should we do? Well, I want to do this. You want to do that? Let's call Wes and see what he says. Maybe there'll be a tiebreaker for you as a family. Or if you're out of state, for 1-800-WSB-TALK, the number in the studio. Again, 1-800-WSB-TALK. When we return, we will go to the phones here. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. Find me and the Money Matters team and all the articles we write about money, adventure, success, health, happiness is our acronym, MASH, easy to remember. Again, money, success, or money, adventure, that's where we spend our money. Success, health, happiness, all at wesmoss.com. That's WESMOSS.com. More Money Matters right here at News 95.5 and AM 750. Straight ahead. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Let's go right to the phones. Again, 404-872-0750. We'll start with Stephen, who joins us online. Stephen, good morning. What's going on? How can we help?
Hey, good morning. Question for you. And, you know, before I start, I guess I should say, not very finance savvy, so, you know, forgive me if it's a kind of a dumb question. But I've recently come into a situation where I need to kind of come up with some cash. My question has to do with my 401k. I've got two companies that I have worked for the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. First company was probably, you know, 5 years ago, about 22 years old. Worked with them for a couple years. I always contributed the max. The company always matched it. Then when I went to the next company, I know for sure that it rolled over. They're both with the same company. They're both with ADP. So I know I've accrued a little bit of money in my 401k. My question has to do with, I guess I need to figure out how I can access it. I mean, I know they're both with ADP. I'm having issues with, like, finding my login and this and that. I don't know. Should I contact each company, each one of their finance departments, and will they be able to help me, even though I'm not currently employed there anymore?
Okay, so that was my question. So you have a 401k, or it sounds like there were two 401ks. They rolled into one plan. If you were still working there, Stephen, you can access that money typically through a loan. And
right.
The loan is usually half of whatever your balance is, up to 50 grand is typically the size of the loan. And then you pay it back over time. But if you're not there and you're no longer contributing or working, then you're unlikely you're allowed to be able to access a loan. So in order to pull money out of it, which you still have the right to do, you can easily do it. You just have to pay some pretty big penalties.
Right.
In order to do so. So yeah, you could easily call even though you don't have a login. If you remember, it's through ADP. You just call the 1-800 number at ADP. They'll identify you. You'll figure out your participant number. They'll be able to talk to you about it. Usually, in your case, it might even be easier to once you identify the 401k plan, roll it into an IRA, Stephen, as opposed to leaving it there. That way you know exactly where it is. You roll it over to Vanguard, let's say. You have your own IRA at Vanguard, the 401k or the 401ks, plural. They get rolled into Vanguard. And then you can have a little bit more control over when you want to pull money out. Yes, if you're under the age 59 and a half, you got to pay 10% penalty plus taxes. But for heaven's sakes, at least you can access your own money. You know that you'd rather not do it. It's not good for long-term retirement. But if you need the money, you need the money. And it's yours to access at this time. The number of the studio, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be continue to go to the phones, answer your calls and your questions. And I want to talk about the astonishment of Amazon and the shift in retail when it comes to the stock and other companies that compete with that. So stay tuned for the 10 o'clock hour of Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.